A Spanish porn star was arrested over a fatal toad venom ceremony, and a Massachusetts man allegedly throws a large pickle at a highway worker, and a Belgian man has been receiving pizzas he never ordered for many years. This is Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian. I'm Jonesy, your host. I have three weird news stories from all around the world today. This is Thursday, and I'm so glad to get into it. Weird AF News begins now.
You're listening to Weird AF News with Jonesy.
A Spanish porn star has been arrested after feeding somebody some toad venom. The Spanish police have arrested three people, including a well-known porn star, in connection with the death of a photographer who they think died after inhaling toad venom during a shamanic ceremony. Okay, there's a lot to unpack here. We have a porn star giving toad venom to a photographer. There's a shaman there. This sounds like a weekend in Florida, to be honest with you. Except replace the toad with an alligator. The media did not give the names of those who have been detained, I guess except for the porn star. But the fatal ceremony took place in the Valencian town of Inguara. And it involved a very famous Spanish porn actor named Nacho Vidal. That's a very good porn star name for a Spaniard. That's also a porn star. Spanish porn star. Nacho Vidal. What's a better porn star name than that in Spanish? Grande Banana. Anyways, the name of the photographer. Oh, the poor photographer that was inhaling toad venom. You silly man. Why are you doing that? Jose Luis Abad. Who talks you into inhaling toad poison? I want to know that. What kind of argument there? I mean, it's one thing to agree to do ayahuasca, which I've done before, but like, I think I draw the line at vaping toad venom, you know? Hey, the poison of a toad, this will get you messed up for a few hours. No, thank you. Well, maybe. I don't know. Let me watch the photographer, Jose Luis Abad, take it first, and then I'm on board second if he has a good time. Oh, no, he didn't make it. The police say that they began this investigation after the death of an individual during a mystical ritual involving the inhalation of vapors from the venom of the Bufo alvarius toad. Inhaling that Bufo, yo. You guys know. What are you guys doing this weekend? You want to inhale the Bufo? No. Here's another quote from the police report here. At the conclusion of an 11-month investigation, we have been able to establish that an offense of involuntary manslaughter and a public health offense have occurred, allegedly committed by those who organized and presided over this toad ritual. It also warned that the alleged ritual was considerably more dangerous than people might think. Here's a quote. This was a commonly practiced activity, apparently, carried out for therapeutic and medicinal ends, but which also posed a very serious threat to public health, despite being dressed up as what appeared to be an apparently inoffensive ancestral ritual. I don't know if it's dressed up in an inoffensive ritual. I mean, you're vaping toad poison. So, I mean, try as you may to make that sound like it's inoffensive. But, I mean, this is an edgy ritual, I'd imagine. The statement added that the ceremony in particular involved very highly suggestible individuals who were especially vulnerable and were seeking alternative ways to cure certain ailments or addictions. Are you suffering from depression? Come and sniff my toad's butthole. Don't worry. Wait for the toad to fart. Its vapors will make you happy again. Don't have a purpose in life? Sniff my toad. My goodness. The porn star, Nacho Vidal, has a lawyer named Daniel Salvador, and he said that the death was very sad, but accidental. He denied the suggestions that his client had acted as a shaman during the ritual. My client is a porn star. You've seen his member. He's not a shaman by any means. He told the media, Nacho is very upset by the death of this person, but he considers himself to be innocent. With all due respect to the dead man and his family, Nacho maintains that the consumption of the venom was completely voluntary. Nacho is innocent! Oh, poor Nacho. I hope he's able to go back to work. Nacho Vidal. Here's some facts about this poisonous toad. The Bufo alvarius, also known as the Sonoran Desert Toad or the Colorado River Toad, is one of the largest such animals found in North America. The toad possesses a very powerful toxin that is used to defend itself against predators. The secretion contains a psychedelic substance known as 5-MeO-DMT, which medical researchers have studied as a possible treatment for depression and anxiety. Well, you got to be careful here because it is a powerful hallucinogenic substance. 5-MeO-DMT is not something to be played around with, and it is not a silver bullet for depression and anxiety, people. It isn't. You will meet people who claim that it could cure just about everything, but, you know, like ayahuasca, which I have taken, you have to be very careful with these substances. They're not for everybody. They are not. You can't just jump into the pool in the deep end, all right? You need to slowly dip your toe in the water here, okay? Maybe take some mushrooms. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm just saying. These substances are powerful. They certainly are. Oftentimes, you need to entrust yourself in the hands of a very knowledgeable shaman, like I did in the Amazon jungle. But, you know, when you're at the hands of somebody, you need to trust them. You need to know, are they credible? This particular shaman is going to control your dose, among other things. Is it too much? These are things you have to consider. I don't condone trying any of these things without some major research. Okay, you'll even find videos of people doing this toad, I would imagine, on YouTube. I've heard of it. Never done it. But you got to be careful these days. I didn't mean to make this sound like a toad vapor PSA, but shit, I'm concerned about your health, guys. A Massachusetts man allegedly threw a large pickle at a highway worker. That's what the police are saying. A Massachusetts man is facing an assault charge after he allegedly threw a large pickle from a moving vehicle that hit a Vermont highway worker. That's what the police are saying. This large pickle tosser. Who is this guy? The incident occurred just before 6 p.m. Monday. Route 7, near the border, crossing into Massachusetts. A passenger in a southbound vehicle threw an object that was later determined to be a large pickle. How large was this pickle? I want to know. Pretty large. It hit the highway worker, caused him pain, the police say. How much pain did this highway pickle that was tossed out a window cause this highway worker? I don't know. Obviously, it didn't hit him in the hard hat. It probably hit him in the face. It doesn't say that. I wish I had a video of the large pickle hitting the highway worker in the chest or something. You know, just to give me an idea how large this pickle was. I mean, are we talking about, what, 6 inches, 4 inches? I've seen some large pickles in my life, I got to say. You know those ones you buy, like, at, sometimes they'll have them at, like, a sandwich shop, and they have a jar of pickles at the front, and there's just one. You can only really, you're looking at, just one large pickle is, like, $3 just for the one pickle. In other words, you don't buy a small jar pickle, like pickles that smaller pickles within a jar, or like a couple pickles on the side. It's one large pickle. It's like, it's a few bucks, these large pickles, and they're pretty heavy. You know, they've been soaking for a while, you know, they're very sponge-like. They've, these large pickles. I mean, if I threw that at your face, it would hurt like hell. Cause I can really chuck a pickle for sure. I got an arm on me. You ain't seen my arm. You should see me play ball, shortstop. The highway transportation officials provided a description of the vehicle to the police. What was the description of the pickle, highway transportation? I want to know. Was how large was this pickle? The officers suspected that they'd find this guy with the help of the Williamstown Mass Police Department. Christopher Hermansdorfer. Christopher Hermansdorfer. What a great name. Hermansdorfer. He's age 34 of Williamstown. How'd they know he was from Williamstown? He was cited to appear in court to answer the charge of a simple assault. You idiot, throwing pickles out your window, Werkendorfer, Pickle Snorfer, whatever your name is. Phone messages were left at phone numbers listed for Hermansdorfer. It was not immediately known if he's being represented by an attorney or not. Or a lawyer. I'm just trying to say words that sound great with a Boston accent. You going to court, Hermansdorfer? Yeah, you're throwing large pickles. What a weirdo. Did you keep them in your fanny pack? You nut. Large pickles out the window. Unbelievable. You got anything better to do, Hermansdorfer? Probably not. Freaking guy. I want to know how the worker's doing. Is the worker recovering in the hospital from the pickle injuries? If the pickle's large enough, you know, you could go right to the ER. I don't know where it hit him, you know? Could have hit him in the schnoz. That'll put you down for sure. Maybe broken nose. Maybe you got a broken proboscis. That's a very scientific name for nose, I believe. I don't know much, you know? Public school in Massachusetts. What are you going to get, huh? This is what you get. A guy talking about large pickles being thrown at a highway worker trying to make a living here. I'm recording a podcast in a closet like an idiot. Oh, I can't help but think of the workers all over the world. They just get smashed with things when people drive by. It probably happens every day. Some highway worker gets hit with a pickle or some other object, something weird, like a spatula. I don't know, like a long Twizzler of some sort, some strange food article, like a crumpet. You're just on the side of the road laying tar. Next thing you know, you're hitting the chin with a by a crumpet thrown out a passenger window. That's how it goes down. Friggin' people. They got no respect for these highway workers. They chuck things out the windows at them. It's a damn shame, I tell you right now. I hope these highway workers have insurance because they're probably getting smashed in the face by wiffle ball bats. Who knows? Who knows?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A Belgium man has been receiving pizzas that he never ordered for years. Sounds like a nice life. 65-year-old man in Flanders says he's losing sleep because he's been receiving pizzas he never ordered for nearly a decade, sometimes several times a day. How? I'd lose sleep too. I mean, if I was getting one a day, I wouldn't lose sleep. I'd be just looking forward to that next one the next day. But, oh yeah, another pizza coming. Oh yeah, I wonder what it's going to be. You know what would suck is if every pizza was just cheese? Ugh. God, that would be the worst. Oh, a decade of pizzas coming. Oh, another cheese. Cheese. Oh, but what's it going to be this time? Pepperoni? Ah, oh, another cheese. My God. 6 years straight. Cheese. Can I get it? Oh, this one. What? One mushroom. Can I get one? Ah, oh, cheese. Ah, oh, 14,000 pizzas in a row. It's just been cheese. Over the past 9 years. 9 years. Pizza that he never asked for has been delivered to Jean van Lendenchams. Did I say it right? How do you say Belgium names? Jean van Lendenchams. His home is in Turnhout in the Antwerp province. It started 9 years ago. Suddenly, a pizza delivery man handed me a whole load of the pizzas. But I hadn't ordered anything. Not any pizzas. I hadn't ordered pizzas in a very long time. At first, I thought this was a simple mistake. They had the wrong delivery address, perhaps. But then more pizzas were coming. Kebabs, pitas, other food that I never ordered kept flowing into my address. This is real. It can be on a weekend, a weekday, any time of the day. I've even had orders come at strange times. 2 a.m. I cannot sleep. I start shaking every time I hear a scooter on the street. I dread that someone will come to drop off hot pizzas yet another time. This poor guy. Oh, kebabs are being dropped off unexpectedly. One day in January, Van Lagerham. Lagerham. What does every Belgium last name sound like you're getting ready to spit? Van Lagerham. He said in January, 10 different delivery men showed up at his house, one of which had 14 pizzas. 14, poor guy. Oh, that's just terrorizing you. 14 pizzas. Is this a real story, by the way? Wow, what the hell? I have always refused these deliveries, so I have never paid for anything. But he also said the harassment is not only annoying for him, but also for the restaurants. It costs them more money, and they have to throw away the food. On the day that 10 deliveries showed up, he did the math. It cost 450 euros. Oh, my goodness. This is a mess for everybody. Here, Van Langerhamenhanden claims that he says, I only buy frozen pizzas from Aldi. You only buy frozen pizzas from Aldi. He's got a very particular pizza, guys. It's frozen from Aldi. Enough of these fresh pizzas delivered 14 a day. Out of your mind. He says, I never have asked for them to be delivered to my house. I prefer the frozen pizzas from Aldi. Oh, God. This gets crazy. Here's another quote from Lenin Changeheng. A friend of mine who lives in Herentals is going through exactly the same thing as I am. She's been receiving the pizza she has not ordered for 9 years as well. Sometimes we both get them on the same day. When that happens, we warn each other to expect a delivery. Come on, this isn't real. It says he reported these false deliveries to the police several times, but he still has no idea who the person harassing him is. I cannot take it anymore. When I find out whoever has been bothering me for these 9 years, it will not be their best day. I can tell you that much. Oh. You know what? I don't even care if this story's fake. I don't even care. It's just amazing. It's so fun. So fun. Have you cleaned yourself, you weirdos? Are you smelling your best? I want you listening to my podcast, smelling your best. Give me the respect I deserve as your host. This is Jonesy, guys. How are you? Thanks for listening to the entire episode if you've made it this far. I want to give a shout out to P. Johnson PTA, who gave me 5 stars on an Apple Podcasts review and wrote, "So funny. Daily wake up for me. Real wacky news made funny." Ah, I love that. Real wacky news made funny. That little bite right there could just be the overall description of my show. Real wacky news made funny. Thank you, P. Johnson PTA. I don't know who you are, but I appreciate you giving me a review on iTunes. Oh, if you guys are listening on your iPhone, yeah, please give me a review on iTunes. It's super easy to do. You don't have to give me all the stars if you don't want to. Just give me a couple, right? Just toss me a star or two. Like, what's up with that? Maybe write something cool like, "Hey, Jonesy, yeah, he's all right." Well, whatever, you know. Weird AF News. It makes me want to smell good. Ah, hey, oh, hey. Hey, Weird AF News. It makes me want to move to Florida with my family. I tell you, hey. I don't know what I was doing there. Some Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for supporting the show, per always. If you'd like to call the show, the number is 646-450-2012. My email is funnyjones@gmail.com. You can reach me on Instagram at funnyjones, on Twitter at funnyjones, and on Facebook it's Comedian Jonesy. Check out my Patreon, patreon.com/weirdafnews, and support the show on there and get access to some bonus materials, bonus media, extra stuff, bonus episodes. I don't know. Do you like bonuses? Shit. I'm glad you joined me today. I was able to find 3 stories that were not related to the pandemic. So that was a chore, but we made it happen. We made it happen. We'll try to deliver tomorrow as well, guys. Appreciate you listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. This is Jonesy, and we out.